Hi everyone, my name's Alex. I'm here to share a rather harrowing experience I had last year while navigating the High Ridge Pass, a notorious mountain rift. I've done a lot of driving in challenging environments, but this particular journey tested all my limits. We set off early, aiming to cross the pass before midday. I originally wanted to stop at a cafe for a hearty breakfast, but my friend insisted we hit the fuel station first, which turned out to be an absolute lifesaver given what happened later. As we started the initial ascent, the skies were relatively clear and the views were stunning. However, within half an hour, the wind picked up significantly. I usually monitor the air pressure on my dashboard for weather changes, but instead I noticed a sudden drop in the temperature. It plummeted so fast that the windows immediately fogged up on the inside.
The physical conditions of the road itself were notoriously tricky. We were expecting deep mud after the recent spring showers, but the surface was actually covered in loose gravel, making it incredibly difficult for the tyres to maintain any decent traction. I had to grip the steering wheel tightly to keep us steady.
Then the real nightmare began. The fog rolled in. People often describe mountain fog as a light mist, but this was a thick blanket that descended over the car, cutting visibility down to less than 3 meters. I literally couldn't see the bonnet of my own vehicle at times. It felt incredibly claustrophobic.
To make matters worse, we experienced a frightening mechanical issue. Initially, I thought the engine was struggling with the high altitude, which is common, but actually, the headlights started flickering. Having your lights fail when you can barely see the edge of a sheer cliff is completely terrifying, let me tell you.
We knew a storm was brewing. The local radio had warned of heavy rain moving in from the west, but it was the sudden roar of thunder echoing through the narrow valley that made us realize how dangerously close the storm really was. It shook the entire car.
I was driving at a snail's pace, constantly scanning the gloomy road ahead for rockfalls, which are frequent in that area. Fortunately, we avoided any massive boulders, but we did have to swerve abruptly to dodge some fallen branches blocking our lane. If we had been going any faster, we would have gone straight over the edge.
By this point, panic was definitely setting in. I was desperately hoping we'd reached the summit lodge to wait out the worst of it. But peering through the gloom, we managed to spot an emergency shelter carved into the side of the mountain and immediately pulled over. We parked tight against the rock face.
We sat in the car for what felt like hours, listening to the elements rage outside. I expected to hear the wind howling around us constantly throughout the night, but what struck me most, once the storm finally passed, was the absolute silence that followed. It was eerie, yet incredibly peaceful.
Looking back, we were very lucky to make it out safely. Many people rely entirely on their GPS or smartphones for these remote trips, but my biggest piece of advice is to always carry a detailed local map, as satellite signals are completely useless once you're up in those peaks. You just can't rely on technology when nature takes over.